RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
And good morning and welcome to Tee to Green. I know it's not as fancy as the big guys say. It's Tee to Green, yes. You know, here at WGR. Good morning, Kevin Sylvester, along with Jeff Metis. We are live today. That's why we're a little early. We are live today from Shorewood Country Club in Dunkirk, New York. Beautiful and peaceful right now with some of the rains we've had, Jeff, but very calm right now. And we'll tell everybody why we're here in just a moment. But want to let you know the show is brought to you by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. But, Jeff, we are here because the qualifier is here on Monday for the LeeCom Health Challenge at Peak and Peak.
Yeah, so 160 guys for 12 spots coming out here to Shorewood to compete. These are going to be some good players. I remember guys shooting 60 at the lower course to qualify a couple years ago at the Peak and Peak. So it'll be neat. 160 guys. That's a lot of golfers on a golf course for a tournament at one time, and it's going to be an event just to manage it. But pretty neat. And as far as getting up early, if you're going to be up early on the lake down here, not a bad spot to be. It's a beautiful morning. Golf course, the superintendent said if it wasn't wet, the greens would be running 11, 12.
Yeah, we're going to get all the information with our first guest here. A couple things I want to get to first before we bring Brad on the pro here from Shorewood Country Club. The LeeCon Health Challenge is coming this week, so there's still ticket opportunities available. Peak and Peak, web.com tour. It is the only pro golf event in Western New York this week, so we're going to talk a lot about that. We'll also talk a lot about the Quicken Loans tournament on the PGA Tour, where David Lingmuth is a leader at 10 under par. We'll talk about that. LPGA PGA Championship is this week. U.S. Senior Open is this week. We had the International Junior Masters going on. And what else am I forgetting?
Is there anything else? Well, we forgot the European Tour. What's happening out there, man?
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't really look.
There's a lot of events going on. It is that time of year where golf is just in full swing, and it's fun.
Yes, yeah, this is invitations are starting to happen, right?
Yep.
Some have already happened, actually.
Yep. July 4th weekend,
In Western New York. So a lot is happening here. We're happy to be down here at Shorewood Country Club. So let's bring on the golf professional here. Brad Smith joins us here. Brad, good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yeah, and fellow Fredonia alum, so that's all good. Yep. It's great to be back down here. See, I'm originally from Fredonia, so nearby.
And I used to work in at Silver Creek, Tri-County Country Club.
Well, there you go.
Years ago. Yeah, I know the neighborhood very well. Love
very,
it down here.
Very familiar with the area. Brad, let's talk about Monday. the qualifier. You've had some players in here getting some practice rounds in already?
Yeah, we've had a lot of guys come in early this week. Some of the guys didn't quite make it down in Memphis this week, but Sunday we're scheduled for about 100 practice rounds already. It'll probably get up to about 110, 115.
Just in the afternoon?
Yeah, 12 to 4.
Yeah, let the members play first?
Yeah, yeah. I got to close the course down to the membership yeah. In the morning. Got to take care of them first.
A few of them are here. They're okay with it.
Yeah.
They're okay with that happening. Well, it is exciting to have an event like this in Western New York, the Web.com Tour event, but to have a qualifier here at your club, you know, how excited are you and how excited are the members?
Membership accepted this with open arms. We put the phone call in to Steve Barkowski and Rick Alperito and the Western New York PGA back in January. They had a few open events between pro-ams and this, and Kevin Samvage, who's a tournament director for LECOM, he's actually a member here at Shorewood, and he actually approached us last fall, so we reached out to the Western New York PGA and said, you know, we'd like to have this. Even with the weekend, the membership said, no, we want it here, even though July 4th weekend is our busiest weekend on the course. They're excited. They want to have it here. So I think we'll have a good amount of our membership out here Monday watching the play.
And you worked at Peak and Peak before this, right?
Yeah, I was at Peak and Peak with Dwayne Randall for 7 years.
So you're familiar.
Dwayne's a terrible player.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while I can get him.
Yeah. I'm kidding, Dwayne. Dwayne is a great guy and a great player.
So you've been around this event. You've been around the event at Peak and Peak. What can you tell us from your experience there? At the event,
the quality of play is just—it's unbelievable. Even for the Monday qualifiers coming here, I don't think people realize how good these guys really are. We were fortunate enough last year to have Wes Bryan and George Bryan come up here and do a trick shot show, and
I forgot they came.
Yeah, they're up here the same weekend. They did that, and actually, I believe I'll be with George Tuesday in Lakewood, New York, for an event for LECOM. So the amount of play, the quality of play is unbelievable, and people need to get up there. I know the weekends usually are pretty busy up there, but Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, get up there because it's a unique opportunity. I was lucky enough to play with Brant Snedeker in the Pro-Am in 2005 when I was still in high school, so you just never know who's going to be there.
He's a terrible guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
One of the nicest guys on tour. He's a super guy, and you know, but you mentioned a name like Brant Snedeker, Jason Day, Zach Johnson, and just look at last year, the playoff. Three of the guys in the playoff are staples on the PGA Tour. Yep. Matter of fact, CT Pan was in the final pairing last week in Hartford at the Travelers Championship, and he lost in the playoff last year to Rick Lamb. By the way, was the qualifier, Monday qualifier, to get into the tournament, shoots a course record in the final day, and then wins in a playoff, chips in the playoff to win.
As Brad
pretty
said,
incredible.
Yeah, the quality of play, as we talked about, these guys would all be, we used the term in hockey, they'd all be first-round draft picks, the people that are out here playing, and it'll be neat to see. And these are the guys that are also, there's so many guys just trying, nipping at the heels of this tour, and this is a way for the guys who don't have any status, who want to prove themselves as players, to get into their event. There's not a harder way to try to get on tour than what these guys are doing. You try to Monday qualify, I don't care how good you are, 160 pretty good golfers. You've got to really you got to be firing on all cylinders. There's no aiming for centers of green, stuff like that. You got to just birdie every hole and shoot a very low score just to sniff getting in this event.
Well, there's 12 spots.
12 spots.
Think about that for a second. So anybody, if you think you're, and you have to be, is it a plus?
2.0 or less.
2.0 or less.
If you're a 2.0, no
forget
offense.
About it. Right. Yeah. You need to be a plus 2, I think, to have a chance.
Yeah. If you're a 2.0, it's a nice day for you to walk in the park, but you're not picking
these guys. But you know what, though? I think it's an opportunity to
Learn.
Prove your game and just see, you know, where you stack up against the best. If you're a 2.0 and
you may
think about that for a second, how good a 2.0 is, right? I mean, it's just that's incredible.
But it's leaps and bounds from a 2.0 to a plus 1.
Sure.
And these guys are plus 5, plus 6. Yeah, it's a big, big leap.
There are going to be professionals here who do not make the cut,
right.
You know, in the qualifier.
Yep.
For 12, right? They're going to be accomplished people.
Almost all these guys are some sort of professional, yes. They all they're all trying to be players. I'm sure there's amateurs in the field, but, there's serious hardcore training all day, every day, top players that are going to walk away from here without getting into the event and go down to the road to the next Monday qualifier, and it's a tough way to go.
Now, is it open to the public? Can the public come and watch the qualifier on Monday?
Yeah, it's open to the public. We actually had a press conference down with the city of Dunkirk. Actually, 2 days before the Masters, because I left for the Masters that night after the press conference. Open to the public. Anyone can come watch. You know, we encourage everyone to come just because it's a very unique opportunity. And even for the Monday qualifier, if you hit it on the nail on the head, the quality of play is just, you're not going to see it. We've had a guy out here who missed the cut last week. He's been here. He's played the last 3 days. Set him up with one of our members to be his caddy. And we've had a couple of members follow him around, and they just said, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, he's good. And he wasn't good enough to make it last week.
Yeah. Right.
And it's cool for your members. You know, they'll be telling stories for years about this. Yeah, this guy hit it here on this hole. This guy drove this green. This guy smoked a pitching wedge into this par five. And, and it's the big leagues coming into your town, and it's a pretty cool event.
Yeah. How many members have expressed interest in being a caddy? But most guys will bring their caddy. The professionals will bring their caddy. But I'm sure there's some guys who are looking for a loop.
Oh, yeah. I've had five. I actually have a waiting list of five that I need. And actually, I have some local friends that have called me and said, hey, if anyone needs one, I'm available. You know, I'm off for the week. It's July 4th, so I can come up. Just if they get in, do I get to go to the peak?
That's what I'd be negotiating. Yeah.
Well, one of our members did. He negotiated. He got it. Well, if a guy makes a cut, he's gone.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, what experience that would certainly be to be on the bag for somebody who makes it in as a qualifier, then to go and, you know, work with a pro and just give me numbers, you know.
Keep up.
More, yeah. Probably more like keep up, right? Yeah. I mean, because you're just picking up a caddy. You may not trust the numbers, right. That they give you in that little book on the PGA Tour and on the Web.com Tour. We are here live at Shorewood Country Club in Dunkirk. I was expecting, looking at the radar yesterday, and I was like, ooh, right? I wasn't expecting about the course. I was expecting a lot of rain, but right now it seems like perfect conditions to get out there and play. And the greens will be soft.
Oh, throwing darts all day.
They'll be throwing darts out there.
Yeah, we don't want this.
Yeah,
we want wind and firm.
Right, yeah, well, let's talk about the golf course here because two things that, and I've played here before, and two things that I think protect par on this golf course. Wind is one you mentioned.
Because right off the lake.
Right off the lake. And the other one is the slope of the greens.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the greens here and the pitch of those greens.
The greens on the front side, they're a lot more straightforward. If these conditions stay, you're going to see, you know, a 29 on the front nine easily. You're going to see multiple 29s. The back side, though, it's severe, you know, back to front all the time. And if you haven't played here before, they're just tough to make putts on. There's pins that, with the greens rolling at 11, I'm curious to see where they're going to set the pins for Monday. There's only a few spots you can get on just because of the pitch. 15, the par 3, there's only a couple spots. 18, there's only a couple spots where you can put it. If you get wind, these balls, you know, the greens rolling at 11, it'll be tricky for the players out there. If it stays like this, they're going to be throwing darts.
Yeah. Well, it'd be fun that way, too, to see how good these guys are. You know, you give these guys a soft golf course and let them just fire, and you'll see some low scores around here.
I mean, it's not completely wide open. I mean, there is some tree issues out there, so it's not like I can just bang away. I mean, there's some that play over the trees, but...
they will bang away.
Well, I know they'll bang away. I'm talking for the amateur, okay. Right? The regular player. There are, you know, there are some obstacles out there.
Yes.
The pro-level players, yes, they will tee it high and let it fly.
They see one thing, the center of the fairway, and just rip it.
Yeah, but, you know, the greens are interesting. I remember the first time I played here, and I think it's 10, and that was the first, you make that turn, and you're like, whoa, this green, you know, how are you going to keep the ball on the green, first of all? And you want to be below the hole, but then actually hit it to the backside of the green. I'm looking at a downhill putt. I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah. You need to be able to control distances. And a lot of times, you know, this is my fourth year here at Shorewood. First got up here. First shot I really perfected was controlling spin with wedges. Being able to fly that ball without sucking it off the green. Because if you're taking a full wedge and you're spinning that ball, and it's coming right off the front of the green.
Yeah.
The short arm bump. Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, most amateurs, you know, look at the two golf professionals here. Most amateurs are like, oh, yeah, look at that spin. Love to have it. And right? I mean, they just try to get the one hop stop.
I think that's a bastion from the old days with the Bellotta balls. People used to like to see that. Now the golf ball is designed to take spin off. The balls are designed to come out of the air at an angle where they'll stop instead of using spin to stop it.
Yeah, so rather have that grab.
Yeah.
Of the golf ball and not get that zing off the green. You're like, oh, this is a good shot. And whoop,
yeah, well, they think it's cool. I'm like, I think that stinks. I'm about to make a bogey.
Yeah. Well, how do you do that? I'm like, you don't want to do that. Went, oh, well, unless you're playing for
behind the pin.
Behind the pin, and then you want to bring it back.
Even
down
then, it's very difficult to control how far you're going to spin it back. If you're going to, I mean, once you commit to putting a lot of spin on the ball for those shots, it's you're at the whims of what's going on once it hits the ground there, and that's difficult. I'd still rather hit it close with no spin and not have it suck back. Yeah, just stop where it lands. That's that's
the part that's playing the trajectory of the golf ball, right? And how you're going to hit it into the green. I'd imagine. Plus, with a wind, that's the key to playing Shorewood Country Club.
It is. It's, I mean, we've had this. We're always windy up here off the lake. This spring and summer, though, has been even abnormally windy here. 30 miles an hour, it seems, every day here. You guys come down, it's very calm today, but...
Well, we brought that with us, you know, so...
Sure, some players want you back here on Monday, so...
All right, we are live from Shorewood Country Club, which on Monday is the site of the LECOM Health Challenge Web.com Tour qualifier. Around 160 golfers plan to be in competition for 12 spots. That is open to the public to come and check that out. And, of course, you have the LECOM Health Challenge happening all week long.
It's a big week. Yeah, it's a big week for golf. Yeah. And it's a big week for this area. Talk about a nice place to take a ride. Get down here in this part of the country and watch these guys play and then go watch them play at over at Peak and Peak. That's a pretty good week if you can do it, man.
Right,
get the time off work.
Well,
I'd love to come down and watch these guys play. I mean, first of all, Peak and Peak is gorgeous. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful places you play in Western New York. And to watch these great players go and try to mash that golf course would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yep.
You know, if you get a chance to spend the week down here. I know there's a lot of people in Buffalo come down here. They have cottages along
Chautauqua Lake.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are there opportunities to play this golf course on a reciprocal level,
Yeah, we actually have 12 reciprocal golf courses, and even though we are private, we do offer a three-round pass during the week, Monday through Friday. It's before 1 o'clock, but three rounds for $99.
Wow.
Targeting those people from Buffalo that might not join down here.
Sure.
But make the trip down maybe a few times a year and play. We also have summer memberships with Van Buren residents and Chautauqua residents that are only here for a month at a time or 2 months at a time. And our membership, they bring a lot of guests. Like today, we'll have probably 50, 60 guests from our members.
Really?
Yeah, we have, just going off here in a little bit, we have a little reunion, class reunion. The guy's not here, but he called today. I got 16, 20 guys. Can I send them your ways? Absolutely.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Well, revenue.
It's being a lakefront golf course in a lake community. Summer's a big time, but... Yeah. You know, there are people who maybe just vacationing. Chautauqua is probably a big thing where they go rent, a house for a month or what have you.
Well,
and
it feels like a cottage community when you come in with the buildings and the clubhouse right on the water and the way everything's designed and set up. It's, feels like Kiana's Port or something.
The patio and a clubhouse. What a gorgeous view.
Yes. It's tough to beat those sunsets off Lake Erie. And some people, I've heard, it's just Lake Erie. It's tough to beat. I lived down on the ocean a couple years down in South Carolina, and these are just, they're breathtaking. Yeah.
There's no sharks out here either.
No. Usually a little calmer. Sometimes we get some wind going.
There's some card sharks, I'm sure, out there on the patio with some games. But
it's a little colder here in the winter.
Yeah. Well, it's a tinge colder
get
here.
Get that northeast wind coming off that.
Yeah.
It's a little cold.
Certainly is. So exciting things happening here at Shorewood Country Club in Dunkirk. Easy to find. It's like, that took us 10 minutes off the exit?
Yeah.
Fredonia exit 59.
It's right on the lake. You can't miss it.
Right. Yeah. Just head to the lake.
Yep.
Go hang south. A left.
Go south.
You'll start seeing holes along the road, and you're like, okay.
And not to digress, but what a gorgeous ride. Just take Route 5 all the way down.
Yeah. Well, the conversation kind of, was tough in the car with Jeff, but no, it is a beautiful ride here and a beautiful area here at Shorewood Country Club down in Chautauqua County. Again, next week, the LECOM Health Challenge. I want to talk about last week, the PGA Tour, because, a lot of people asked me, I was working it for PGA Tour Radio. I said, hey, so where were you when Spieth chipped in? 50 feet from the pin. I was just behind the back of the green. All the cameras were back there. What a cool thing to see happen.
Oh, live.
Right live. There. Oh, it was awesome. So I had Dan Berger. Mm-hmm. And Sunday, nothing's happening on the golf course. There's a little breeze. Talking about wind. That's a scoring golf course. Jim Furyk shot 58 there last year. We were thinking, all right, someone's going to break 60. But it was August last year, drought conditions. It was in June. It's been a wet spring. The rough was up.
Yep.
Helped protect par a little bit there. But the wind really, I thought, protected par on that golf course as much as it will here, too, if we get some winds on Monday in Shorewood Country Club. So nothing was happening until hole 15, and that's how that course is set up, the Golden Triangle, they call it, 15, 16, 17 at TPC River Highlands. Looks like a fun golf course to play. Front nine, you know, holes one and two to me are interesting. The rest of the front nine, eh. But the back nine is where it's at. I mean, starting at 10, I don't know if you, have you been there, Brad?
I have not.
Well, you've seen it on TV, right?
Yeah.
The back nine, you start going down the hill in 10, 11. I mean, it just becomes this unbelievable golf course. So Berger, you know, he was a sniff of the lead there. And, you know, I remember during a break we were talking like, we need Jordan to give a couple back, make this interesting. And he does. Right? I mean.
You give him the Malik. Yeah.
He, you know, he does. He doesn't birdie 13. He bogeys 14 with a three jack. And you were like, whoa, he gave one back. Now Berger needs to make something happen. 15th hole, and Jim Furyk called it his favorite drivable par four on the PGA Tour. Now he shot 58 last year, but he didn't birdie that hole during that run. Popped out of the hole. Berger, everybody goes for the green there. You got water left. There's bunkers right, high grass. Berger hits it into the gallery and got an unfortunate break, in my opinion. It went down. It's on the slope. You know, ball's at his nose when he's taking a stance, and the pin's all the way back left. He could chunk this. He could blade it and run it off the green into the water. Hits a beauty. Just he poppy. You know, this
hoist
out,
hoist
it in the air. That's how good these guys are, right? Their hands in the air, and it runs up to 6 feet, makes birdie. And it's the first sign of emotion I've seen from him. I had him all around. And I'm like, okay, he thinks he's in this. Steps to the 11th tee, doesn't know he's tied for the lead. You know, plays a safe shot long to the back of the green, two putts, you know, makes his par. Goes for, and this is how good these guys are. When guys win, right, some tour pros, and Ian Poulter was accused of this, of just playing for second to get the money at the Players and not really going for the win, although I thought he played pretty well, frankly.
You don't know what's in his head. Yes.
Yeah, well, he needed it. Well, remember, his card, Brian Gay's wife did the math on points and said, well, these guys took a medical leave on the old points, so this should be under the old system, and the PGA Tour agreed, so got his card for the rest of the year. So he wasn't even supposed to play the Players.
Right.
So it was bonus time, but that's neither here nor there. Berger on 17, middle of fairway, downwind, holes front left, is tucked right over the water, and he goes for it. You know, this guy just won a couple weeks ago. He's going for the win. Makes birdie. Pumped up. And saves a par after a bad tee shot in 18. So it gets in a playoff. And Spieth hits the tree. I mean, Berger pulled his left in a bad lie. Spieth hits a tree, knocks it to the middle of fairway, puts it in the bunker, and then holds out, and then poor Berger's got to play, right? I mean, the place is going nuts.
It had to erupt.
It was like a buzzer beater, right? And Jordan's reaction was like a buzzer beater, which is very cool. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah, he's still got a putt here to bring.
Yeah, we're not done.
Hey, we're not done.
We're not done.
Yeah, but I felt bad for him, you know, and he almost made the putt, you know, made a great play on it. And I interviewed him after, and I'm like, well, you played great. He's like, yeah, I did play great. I'm like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And Spieth had a great comment. Doug Bell interviewed him. Spieth said, hey, if I'm Dan Berger, I hate Jordan Spieth right now.
Yeah.
Because I hit a tree. I hit a tree.
And then I hit it in the bunker.
And then he put it in the bunker on purpose. He knew that because the rough was thicker. And as you guys know, right? I mean, bunker's more predictable. And he was in that bunker in regulation, so he knew the shot.
Yeah.
And then he holds it. Holds it.
And just to add to his legacy, you know, and we're writing a guy like him, you know, so hey, he's having a bad year. Well, he wasn't making putts, you know, and it's funny how all of a sudden you see a few putts going and how it affects your golf swing. So all of a sudden there's confidence in the putter, and now you're making better swings, and now you feel good about everything when all you've done is just started to make a few putts and how that can turn a game around. Jordan Spieth, you know,
right.
2 years ago we thought, hey, this guy could be the next Tiger. Now, isn't he? If I'm not under, he's got as many wins under 24. He's
under
up there.
25. Tiger Woods
and
Jordan Spieth are the only two players to have double digit wins.
Yeah.
Tiger at 14. Jordan's got 10.
He's still under 25 years of age.
Right.
Yeah, which is impressive. And
pretty incredible.
Yeah, he's still got a long way to go in his golf career. I think you're going to see a lot of stuff like that from
him. Yeah. But Brett, what do you see out of Jordan's game? Like, you know, why do you think he is 110 times?
He owns his game. He knows he's not the super long ball hitter. The short game's where it's at. When he gets putts going, just like you said, all of a sudden it frees up your swing. When you're rolling putts in, you're not afraid to attack a pin. Mm-hmm. And if you miss,
you're not afraid to miss
a
green. Yeah,
you're gonna get up and down, and it does free everything up. And when he gets putts going, all it takes one or two to drop in, and all of a sudden he's just gone. He knows his game.
Well, I think you make a good point, and it speaks to the difference between how they'll think and how amateurs think. Well, I mean, no offense, but you're looking at that shot he's got. You're seeing all the things that can go wrong.
Right.
And these guys are just seeing, how can I make birdie? How can I make birdie? And when they're playing well. When you're not playing well, it's just that way. You see, I don't want to hit it here. I don't want to hit it there. When you're playing well, you're just trying to make birdies and trying to shoot the lowest you can, and he's very comfortable shooting low scores. And like you said, he does own his game. He's got his own way of playing. He does it his way. He's got his coach. He's not orthodox in everything he does, but I think a lot of people, they try to be the perfect swinger of the golf club. That doesn't make you the best player in the world. You come and watch these guys in this nationwide tour, or nationwide, web deck.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's a couple iterations ago. Why don't we just go back to the Nike tour?
Yeah.
Or the Hogan tour, right?
I do remember that.
Yes.
That's why. Yeah. Was that the Hogan tour? I can't, but they're just sitting there trying to shoot low. You know, they're shooting low score. They're thinking right. They have a team. You know, they're doing all these things that make them as good as they are. And a guy like Jordan Spieth is going to be around for a long, long, long time, I think. Hey, he'll have peaks and valleys, just like everybody will. He'll have years where his putter's not working. Jack Nicklaus had bad years, you know. So, but he always seemed to come back.
Yeah, he said his putting, you know, he was number two on the tour last year, lag putting, and he's up past 50. He's like 100th overall in putting.
Yeah.
Going in the event last week and won. Really, he says it's an alignment issue. Mm-hmm. He knows it's an alignment issue. And I watch him on the practice screens lip out 10-footer after 10-footer, and you're like, what? Oh, and then look at Rory McIlroy last week. He used three different putters.
That's never a good sign.
No, but he's never been regarded as a great putter.
No.
Unbelievable ball striker.
How about that scramble team? Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth.
They'd be unbeatable, right?
That'd be fun.
I mean, Rory McIlroy on Saturday? No, it was Friday. Friday, number four holes downwind. It's a 470-yard par five for most amateurs, right?
Yeah.
I marked it off as 403-yard drive. Shot link had it at 392, and I'm like, that can't be. I got the book. I'm out there. I'm like, that tree, 75 yards from the green. He's inside that tree. I've got him 64 yards to the pin. I'm just doing the math. All right, that's even more. I was 406. I'm like, he hit it over 400, but we have to go by
shot link,
right? So, you know, shot link shooting, and maybe my angle's off, and I'm just like,
Either way.
I asked someone out. I'm like, it's still 392. Now, he caught it. He carried it 370. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it got some release to it down the slope.
Carried it 370?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, so, there's a little slope. He drove it right to the end of the slope, and then it took a up and down.
You know, I don't consider myself a terrible golfer, and I carry it about 260. Older, right? He's hitting it 100 yards further in the air than I can hit it. So that's,
He was playing with Furyk and Harmon.
Yeah, they feel like idiots.
And there was 80 yards between.
Build a Walmart between
them? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. All right, we're going to take our first break here. On TD Green, we are live from Shorewood Country Club in Dunkirk. We come back, we're going to check the PGA Tour leaderboard, the LPGA Tour PGA Championship leaderboard, the U.S. Senior Open is going on. So many things happen this weekend here on TD Green on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Time for a check of the PGA leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Cobra Puma Golf. Golf, where there's a king, you'll always find gold. Ask your pro shop for Cobra Puma.
Especially the shoes. I got to tell you, the Ignite Spikeless, that's not the name of the song, as Jeff has got the beats going here. We're live from Shorewood Country Club. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Meese, Brian Koziel on assignment this week. Brad Smith sitting in for him, the golf professional here at Shorewood Country Club, where Monday the qualifier is for the Web.com Tour's LECOM Health Challenge, which is next week at Peak and Peak Resort in Climber, New York. Finley Lake Climber, they're like on the border,
it's
right?
It's officially listed at Climber.
Climber, right.
Finley Lake sounds so much
better. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It's, it's a par 6 from Climber, but a par 4 to Finley Lake.
I'm a Sherman guy, so a Sherman and Climber high school rival, so
we all know about that rivalry.
Great place to take your family next week if you're looking for something to do. You can bring the kids to the tournament at Peak and Peak, the Upper Golf Course. They welcome your kids to come and family atmosphere, and it's going to be the best golf you're going to see in Western New York this year. Let's talk about that PGA Tour leaderboard, Quicken Loans at TPC Potomac at Avenel. used to be TPC Avenue. Used to have the Kemper Open there. Justin Leonard's first win was at TPC Avenue. So they're back now. You know, they rotate the golf courses, but maybe this will be home of it. David Lingmerth, 10 under par. Heavy wins yesterday, still shot 5 under, as did Jeff Ogilvy, who's in second.
Jeff Ogilvy.
Jeff Ogilvy, yes, at 8 under par. Some notables, Patrick Reed is 1 under. Bill Haas is 1 under. Ricky Fowler is 2 over. Made the cut at 2 over.
Wow.
That's how tough the conditions are. The Senior Tour Report, PGA Tour Champions, brought to you by Absolute Care. U.S. Senior Open in Salem, Massachusetts. Kirk Triplett and Kenny Perry are 11 under par. If you're wondering, Bernhard Langer, he's 3 back at 8 under. Freddie Couples is 7 under par, as is Tom Lehman. So you've got some
got a nice leaderboard there. Yeah. I'm going to guess Bernhard.
You're right, exactly.
I
right.
Take
I mean,
yeah,
like, that's what I'm saying. Where is Bernhard Langer?
Yeah.
We're talking about Kenny Perry's swing,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it's not anything you would teach, but you actually told me, like, no, that's something I would have people look at.
Right.
With back issues.
Well, he has like fusions in his spine, so he has limited mobility. He actually does a lot of things peculiarly. How's that for? But he definitely found a way to play. As we talked, you know, he doesn't have the best swing. He's one of these few players. He comes in very shallow, has his right foot flat at impact. Typically, you'll see with the better players, they're mostly posted into their forward leg. He's still a little bit flat-footed at impact. Hits huge rope hooks. I think it's maybe toned down a smidge, but I remember watching him play, and there were some monster rope hooks. But he's just a player who found a way to play. He's got a unique, funky motion and works his way around the golf course. As you had said earlier, he trusts in the way he plays.
Right.
He trusts in his system, and he's made a great career out of it.
Well, and through injury.
He's fought through. Yeah, I think he's always he's fought with that for a while, but he's adapted to what he can do. He just very, very well.
You know, speaking of, and we'll get to the PGA leaderboard here in a second. Speaking of that, Padraig Harrington came back last week for the first time since he had neck fusion surgery,
mm-hmm.
and then he got hit by an amateur in the pro-am. Which is, you know,
welcome back.
Right, yeah, and the elbow, cut the elbow, so he had to withdraw from Memphis. That was going to be his first tournament. By the way, thank you to that amateur. You've ruined it for everybody else who's ever going to play in a pro-am from getting a tip from somebody. But I noticed, and I have to demonstrate this. This is great for radio.
Right.
But because he's had a neck problem, on his swing, his left foot opened up during impact, and he kind of stepped through the golf ball, and I thought, wow, that's pretty unusual, you know, especially for the back foot to come through. He took a small step walking through the tee shot.
There's probably got to be some accommodation, some change to his motion, we talk about TPI, Titleist Performance Institute, how the human body works. I know little things like opening up the left foot will allow the hip to rotate quickly and things like that. So he, you know, not knowing what happened and what kind of mobility or what kind of limitations he's had, but having said that, if you're walking forward through the shot, always way better. If you see what we call the fire and fall back, that's the good players are not firing and fall back. But you'll see good players step through. Gary Player, Tiger Woods, and now Padraig.
That tilt backwards with the left shoulder coming up is not good.
Yeah, right. The club exits, you know, very vertical, and they fall
back. You teach that in your lessons, right, Brad? No.
Constantly.
My favorite is the hand on the hips facing the target finish. Yes. That's my favorite. But
right.
You don't see good players do that. They step forward. They're all their weight, all their force is going through the shot, not backing up. Yeah.
That was notable. I know.
Yeah, I'll have to watch for that now.
A little different. Yeah. All right. PGA Championship, LPGA, PGA Championship. This was the event that used to be in Rochester.
Right. And the PGA of America had stepped in and got sponsorships and taken over ownership of this event, and it's turned into quite an event. It's
pretty neat. Yeah, it's one of the majors for the created it. Well, actually, Wegmans was a major. They just PGA of America stepped and said we should call it the PGA Championship.
Right. Yeah, they stepped in and working with the LPGA is, you know, golf's 50% of the population are women. Let's get more women playing golf. So that was part of the motivation there.
Danielle Kang is the leader, along with Si-Young Kim. They are both 7 under par. Chela Choi is 6 under. Jody Ewart-Shadoff is 6 under. Mi Hang Lang is 6 under. Lincecum, 6 under. Brittany Lincecum. Amy Yang, also 6 under. Brooke Henderson, the Canadian sensation, she is 5 under par. Lydia Ko, 4 under. That's a tie for 12th. Michelle Weiss, 4 under par. Tie for 12th. And I'm looking for Lexi Thompson, 3 under par, tied for 15th. So everybody's looking at Lexi to win this one because of what happened to the last major for the LPGA Tour, which is still baffling me.
Karma seems like she should.
Right, yeah. That was a weird situation.
Just not fair either.
Yeah, well, that was handled poorly.
Yeah. Yes, right. Yeah. Yes,
it was handled poorly. And now they're making changes in the future so that doesn't happen again. But yeah, that was definitely handled poorly.
Yeah. I mean,
the women's tour didn't need it. Well, actually, it turned out to be I think it helped them in the long run because the way she comported herself afterwards.
Yes.
And what a tremendous run she made there on those last few holes, and it was great for her and her brand. I don't think it was good for the rules there, but she's doing well. That tour needs more things like that, more people like her with some personality and some
well,
fun.
You know, it was interesting. The controversy brought more attention to the LPGA Tour, gained her fans.
Right, in a positive way.
In a positive way. And it's all because how she handled it.
Right. If it was handled differently or somebody else had handled it poorly, it would have just been a train wreck for him.
Yes. Which is, hopefully she can come through and show well here. I think Brooke Henderson is just a phenomenal player and ambassador for women's golf.
Women's Porter Cup. Could have seen her up at Niagara Falls Country Club playing.
Hey, one more tournament to mention. Danny Giannini. Yeah, he won the International Junior Masters. I was watching the news last night and the highlights of how he won. You know, they stroke play, then they go to match play.
Right.
Chips in on 16 and to maintain a two-hole lead. And then on 17, he chips in again.
To win it, yeah.
To win it, you know, to close it out. I mean, what a cool deal. He's going to St. Bonaventure next year. Sorry,
oh, great.
Sorry you didn't get him, Jeff, at Niagara. But what a way to win.
Yeah.
Chipping in twice.
That'll show you how important the short game can be, right? Yeah, that's cool. We're getting some local guys doing well in the in these events. You know, Western New York is actually very strong for golf. People think, you can't because it's only six. It's not. We got some of the best golfers around up in Western New York and some of the best facilities. So good to see him do well. Good to see that for the Junior Masters, and not good to see him going to St. Bonaventure.
Well, you know, good for him.
He's a good kid,
though. Sure, you know, shave a little bit off the tuition there, too. But congratulations, Danny Giannini, for winning the International Junior Masters, and in strong fashion. We are live from Shorewood Country Club down in Dunkirk, where on Monday the qualifier for the LECOM Health Challenge will take place. Around, is it 160, 156? Where are we at?
I talked to Steve Barkowski. He's the executive director of the PGA in Western New York. It was 152 as of Tuesday. He actually had to close it off. Close it off for certain tour guys, whether they made a cut or not. He says he's going to get up to 160 or 162. There's actually a wait list of 10 at that time on Tuesday. Registration was supposed to stay open until Wednesday, and they had to close it off a little early. So
that's how much interest there is,
which
is great.
Yeah.
Well, the golf course can only accommodate so many players, realistically. Right. Yeah, in an event like that, you can't have 200 players.
Yeah. We're going to be pushing. We have double tee off of 1 and 10 on two waves. It's 7 to 9.
Playing in threes or twos?
I'm actually waiting to talk to Steve today when he comes down.
Sure.
I'd imagine threes.
Yeah.
Just because of the amount of people going through.
Yeah, they're not going to play twos.
No.
No.
I guess the question threes or fours just based on the number.
Sure,
of
right.
Because
yeah.
It's so many.
There's tour policies that dictate some of this, though.
Yeah.
Because this is under the auspices of the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Yes. Sure.
So. Yeah, they'll come in. I believe we'll have tour officials here today as well. And then Western New York is going to come down tomorrow night.
Excellent. So. Now, one of the key things for the players would be, hey, look, we need no rulings, all right? Just, you know.
I'm glad I'm out of that.
No lost balls. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be the rules official.
I'm out of that.
Just cost you an event, yeah. Well,
you know what? At the tour events, like the most, what seems simplistic ruling is usually not. So, and the rules officials are there, and they do a great – the PGA Tour rules officials, I think they do a phenomenal job.
They're very good.
Yeah, you don't hear any real issues with it. They just come in and say, okay, here's your drop, boom, do it here. They walk the player through it right away, and it's done. It happens, and they play on. And so much is at stake.
But that's
with making a mistake, right? So they don't want to make a mistake, so they bring the rules official over. I'm talking about for the simplest thing, like, hey, all right, it's on the cart path.
Which,
you know,
I'm shocked
take
at.
My drop.
These guys have played in tournaments their whole life, and they're afraid to take they don't have enough concept or understanding of the rules that they can take a simple drop off
the
cart
path. Well, I don't think that's it.
Well, I understand they don't want to make a mistake.
And everything's caught on camera.
True.
So
yeah.
If they do make a mistake.
Right. I understand why they do it, but,
right.
You know,
their mistakes are more costly than our mistakes, Jeff.
Right. Well, the environment, unfortunately, the environment is we're trying to catch people.
Right.
And they were doing it, even if they were doing it in the spirit of the rule, and they, I, I have a hard time with that. But having said that, those have you ever, if you've ever taken the rules test to become a USGA rules official, that's one of the hardest things you can do. So those guys have all passed that, and they're all experts.
Right.
It's just anybody who out there who knows what I'm talking about, that is a hard test to get through it. Yeah.
Just go to USGA.org and take the beginning test. Simplest rules you get.
And theirs is that. I tried to take that one. I didn't pass. I'm not going to lie. A lot of people haven't passed. It's very difficult.
There are rules that you thought were rules that aren't rules. They've changed some rules.
Biannual reviews.
Right. But some have been for the better. I'll still go back to Tyrrell Hatton in the playoff at match play when he got up behind his ball and it moved. The ball moved and he was just taking a practice stroke. And called a penalty himself, and then tapped in, added a stroke to it, and then like, you had the opportunity to put the ball back. Mm. You didn't address the golf ball, and he's like, well, that's a change.
Right. And the changes coming forward, I think, are going to be outstanding. I know they're using them down at Seminole this year to test them out, to see the ones we've all talked about, how the 3 minutes to look for the ball, maybe get rid of out of bounds, all those rules. I think in the long run.
Well, what do you think about out of bounds?
Yeah, it's been such a staple of the of golf for so many years. It's such a part of the tradition, but I do think it's too penal. I do think for the average player, most people don't even administer it properly when they're out there. So for equity, I don't know. It seems like an awful penal thing to lose stroke and distance when you're 6 inches out of bounds or whatever it is, as opposed to a drop. Plus the way it'll expedite play, all those things I think will be good. In the long run, I think it'll be good. Does it change some of these courses and some of these records? I don't know because, these guys shooting course records aren't hitting it out of bounds at any point.
But out of bounds typically marks the boundaries of the property. So you're really not on the property of the golf course.
But how you choose to penalize a person for hitting it off the golf course is what's at stake, or what's being discussed here. And I'm sure there's conversations between the traditionalists and the people. The USGA in the last few years, to their credit, they have started to move towards the mainstream as opposed to being this rigid, stodgy old environment that they've had there. They're under new leadership. They seem to be joining in lockstep with the PGA and the PGA Tour and trying to grow golf and make it more fun for other people as opposed to being just, hey, we do it this way, we're going to do it this way for a million years. Grow with the game, and they're doing a better job of it. But
there is some out of bounds here at Shorewood Country Club, right down the left side here at 10.
Boring 10 and 11, and actually our last reel is coming in, 16, 17, 18. It's all along Route 5. So
Route 5's out of bounds here?
Oh, just barely. 17 actually creeps up on you pretty quickly. If you miss the green just a little bit left, everything slopes left.
That's a par 3, right?
Par 3, and then there's a cart path right there, and out of bounds is about another 4 feet there. You could get one easily for our average golfer. They probably don't administer it correctly, but that's easy to go out of bounds there on a daily play basis.
Sure,
But when the rules change, it will be easier for everybody to understand the rules, make it simpler, make it more fun, make the game faster. Those are, look at 9-hole rounds are going way through the roof. More people are playing 9-hole rounds than ever before. That's where golf's going.
I think for the amateur golfer, I think down and distance, to simplify it, is too penal for out of bounds. Yeah. I think, if you can, it should be red staked. Where you can take the drop within a club length of where you went out of bounds and
two club lengths when you get a penalty.
Lengths,
you get two club lengths. No
two
penalty,
club lengths and see the rules. Yep. Two club lengths and you're hitting your third shot there.
Yeah,
I think that is for pace of play and frankly a lot of amateurs hitting three from the tee like.
Well,
forget it. You're out of the hole, right? You're done.
Well, and then you go up there and you look for your ball. You spend 5 minutes looking for your ball. You can't find it. It's out of bounds. You got to trudge back to the tee.
Well, everybody knows that guy who hits a provisional I better hit a provisional here. Taking a practice swing, right?
Yeah.
Always take the provisional. Yeah. Well, that's in the middle of fairway. I don't know. I can't find it. I got to take a provisional here.
There's been, try to find the swing.
There's been golf balls I've told my guys on my team, you do not want to find that. So, do not go in there looking. Yeah. Let's just
good thing we're a break on that comment, Jeff. All right, we're Tita Green, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, growing a giving game. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. By the way, if you haven't gone to get custom fitted or see that your equipment does fit you, go see Kevin and Donna there at Woods to Wedges. And if you need your clubs regripped, by the way, just a simple thing that's not, you know, it'll make a big difference in your game, getting new grips.
No one bends my clubs or changes shafts for me except for Donna.
Yeah.
She's the best.
She's awesome. Yeah. Does a fantastic job over there inside the Whirly Golf Dome. And, of course, we want to thank Michelob Ultra. Make sure you enjoy that responsibly this holiday weekend. Custom Turf. You can get a putting green in your backyard, in your basement. By the way, it's not too early to think about pet turf for the winter.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big deal. So Custom Turf can help you out. CustomTurf.com. Our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. I just got my handicap revision from Fox Valley.
I heard you griping about this.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, there's some pride there, but I got a big event coming up in a couple of weeks at another club, and I'm like, eh.
But your index may not reflect your handicap. Every club's a little different.
That's true.
Yes.
That is true.
Yes.
Yes. I'll carry that with pride.
It measures your potential as a golfer, Kevin.
Thank you. And it's my life. Yes. My life's full of potential.
Yeah.
All right. Brad Smith is joining us here, the head golf professional here at Shorewood Country Club. We come back. We'll get our Western New York PGA tip of the week. We're going to talk about flighting your wedges to get rid of that spin, that zing off the greens here. We'll talk more about what's happening Monday, too, at Shorewood Country Club here on WGR.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for the Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, growing a giving game.
By the week on TD Green. Next week, we'll be in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's right.
We should just stay for the week down here, right? What do you think?
If I could get off work, I probably would.
Yeah.
That would be a nice week down here.
We're going to highlight one of the great projects the Western New York PGA did down with the
J.C. Martin Project.
City, J.C. Martin Project down the city of Erie.
Awesome. Beam with pride every time I think about it.
Yeah, we're going to be down there next week, so we look forward to that. And I'm probably going to hop over to Lecom afterwards.
Mm.
I don't know what the carpool's doing, but, you know, why not? We're only 45 minutes away.
That's right.
Maybe a half hour. So
it's on the way home.
It's on the way home.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen. All right. That's next week. This week, we're here at Shorewood Country Club, which, again, on Monday, you're invited to come out and watch the pros and amateurs try to make the field for the Lecom Health Challenge, which is next week at Peak and Peaks Upper Resort. If you want to come watch me in the Pro-Am, by the way, on Wednesday, I'll be there. Come heckle me.
You know, I'll take a personal day and do that.
Will you? Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'd love to heckle you.
I'm looking for a caddy. You want to come caddy?
I can't walk up and down those hills. I'm not.
We're going to get carts. We're getting carts. We're not the winner.
That's a tough
We'll make the
to
pro.
Walk.
It is a tough course to walk. I'm sure it is.
I've been exercising to get ready for that walk.
I'm trying to think, what's the toughest? Coming up six would probably, coming up six would be the.
Six and 14 green to 15 tee.
I feel like I need, you know, spikes on my, you know, just for getting up those hills. I have a backpack. I feel like I'm mountain climbing over there.
Yeah.
That's pretty steep.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's going to be beautiful. All right, let's talk about our Western New York PGA tip of the week. And, Brad, we mentioned this earlier here about Shorewood Country Club, particularly the back nine, the tilt of the greens back to front and spin is not going to win for the most part there. So flighting your wedges and controlling the spin on the wedges. Let's talk about how golfers can do that.
Yeah, controlling spin and controlling the flight too. So here we typically have, it's not unusual to have 25, 30 mile an hour winds. And a lot of amateur golfers love the downwind. The problem with the downwind shot is you got to control wedge distance, downwind, into the wind. So when I go out with players and try to work with them, and you really don't want to be swinging full. You need to play the ball back just a little bit, and you need to swing about 80% tempo. So take an extra club, swing about 80% of your stock shot, and with that club speed not reaching your peak, the ball's not going to rise as much. It's also not going to spin as much. So you do that, you're actually flighting the ball down a little bit, and you're taking the spin off the ball by not swinging a full wedge shot. If you have a 100-yard shot, and that's your pitching wedge, and you're swinging at that thing full, you hit it, that thing's going to get up in the air, it's going to be controlled by the wind, and also you're putting way too much spin on that. Take an extra club, take the 9-iron, play it, you know, just back in your stance a little bit, swing 80%, it's going to flight the ball down a little bit and take all the spin off the ball and control the distance a lot better for you.
Yeah, the harder you hit a ball, the more it spins. Mm-hmm. So you want to have, I call it a little soft arm shot. Mm-hmm. Like he's, you never see a good wedge player or a good player throw his wedges very high in the air. For the most part, when they're hitting wedges into the green, they're going to control their trajectory because you can't control how far you're hitting it unless you control how high you're hitting it. So like you said, I move it back in my stance, not too far, because if you put it too far back in your stance, you're going to end up hammering down too steep, putting too much spin. And I like to feel like my arms keep really, really soft through the shot. Where you get into problem is people who tend to flip through impact. So the other thing I'll stress is that handle is ahead at impact, that handle is leaning towards the target at impact. contact, and that that handle stays ahead of the club all the way through the shot, even as you release. You don't want that club to flip up. That's when you're going to lose control of the face of the club and lose control of the trajectory. So soft arms, a little softer rhythm, a little more club. Handle ahead, ball slightly back in your stance, and practice it a little bit. Yeah, practice it. I call it a bunt. I feel like I bunt the shot in there, and that's a great way to control spin and become a much better wedge player.
Well, this is a great thing to try for the first time on a golf course with a gallery behind the green. No,
right.
I'm kidding. This is a shot that you need to practice.
Right. Yeah, you need to be able to control the wedges. And that's where you score. Everyone can hit the ball. We get for the qualifier 2.0 or less. Well, if you're not hitting your shots from 125 in, if you're not hitting those within 10, 12 feet, mm-hmm. like you said, stay home. It's not going to work. You need to be able to control that distance, hit that shot well.
What's the stat? It's 7% is the average miss, I think, for a tour player. So at 100 yards or within 7 yards all the time. That's the... And then at 200 yards, it's 14. So that's when you measure all the tour players. I think that's the number that they use. So understanding that, hitting these wedges in, this is where they have their scoring opportunities. It doesn't matter if you rip it 330. If you're flipping a wedge in there and it's 25 feet away, you're not going to make it.
Yeah. Hey, look at Dustin Johnson. He didn't become the number one player in the world until he learned how to control his wedges. Right.
Tiger Woods, same thing. When he came out on tour, he'd get hot, but he also would hit those rippers that would go through the green once in a while with his wedges. He had to learn to soften it up. The other thing is you want to narrow your stance a little. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, it allows your hips to rotate a little softer. A wide stance when you're trying to hit a knockdown is ineffective.
All right, a couple other things to mention here real quick. Duster Challenge is quickly approaching. DusterChallenge.com, a putting tournament at Fox Valley, July 21st, starts at 5 p.m. Get everybody registered. About 5:30, the kids will go out and putt. This is open to children and adults. And when the kids are done, we've got a movie for them, outdoor movie, pool action, a lot of stuff, events for the kids afterwards. There's food, there's music. Then the adults will finish up underneath the lights at Fox Valley and the match play putt off. The trophy has arrived.
Oh, the trophy's cool.
The trophy's cool. It's arrived for the Duster Challenge. It's DusterChallenge.com. You need to register beforehand. I've had everybody say, hey, I'm coming. I'll just show up. No.
Well, it'll sell out. So.
Yeah. Well, not only that, we need to order some things. So we need you to register ahead of time. This is a message for all my buddies. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm like, you need to sign up, all right?
Logistics.
Logistics. Thank you very much. Duster Challenge. That's with a D, DusterChallenge.com. Look forward to seeing you out there at Fox Valley on the 21st of July. Also, if you're thinking about that golf trip overseas,
that's
your Golf Away Tours. You got to talk to them now. Talk to our buddy TJ, GolfAwayTours.com. Get that in the works now. Plan ahead of time here. You can't just say, oh, I want to go play Ireland next April. Doesn't work that way. You can now. I'm saying next April you can't do that. You got to plan ahead of time. Golf Away Tours.
Oh, you got to get There's, you don't just throw that together in a weekend.
Right. No. And speaking of the weekend, a lot of things happen at Bacchus.
Oh, well, always something good happening at Bacchus. One of the cool things they got going on right now is the movie night. So if you have a great place for a date, play some golf and bring a date to Bacchus, catch a movie on the back patio. You'll have a wonderful evening.
All right. I did throw it, Moni. I threw it out there to Jerry Sullivan on Twitter. Jerry's an avid listener to TD Green here on WGR. They want Jerry down here to play some golf. Moni, the Red Sox fan, want to have Jerry down here to play some golf. So you're paying twice the rate, Jerry, but they want you down here to pay. No.
It's on Mooney's tab.
Yeah, it'll be on Mooney's tab there, and he'll outfit you too. All right. I'm kidding. All right, but no, Jerry, they want you to play. So just throwing that message out there for him. Brian Kozio will be back next week. Brad, thank you so much for your time, the hospitality here. We'll mention this real quick because people do have a chance to play. And go ahead, mention that real quick before we go.
And anyone listening right now, if they want to come down and play short, never played it before, 18 holes with a cart will be on us. You have to simply email myself at bsmith23@pga.com. You can find that on our website, www.shorewoodcc.com.
Really?
Shoot me an email.
Just can't play Monday.
Just can't play this Monday.
Right. Don't get that attitude if you can't play Monday.
And if the weather doesn't cooperate, not Tuesday either. That's the rain date. Shoot me an email. I'll send your certificate to come down, and we'd love to have anyone come down and try the golf course and see the clubhouse, the restaurant, the view of Lake Erie, the patio, the pool, everything. So.
Oh, that's cool. That's
a
nice offer.
A great offer. Yeah. Email again?
bsmith23@pga.com.
bsmith23@pga.com. You're interested in coming to check out Shorewood Country Club. 18 holes on Brad. And on Mooney. And on Mooney over there. So
the restaurant tab's on Mooney.
Okay, excellent. Careful. That's a great offer and a great opportunity to come check out Shorewood Country Club. Beautiful setting right here on Lake Erie. They're going to have a dynamite time on Monday with the qualifier for the LECOM Health Challenge, and we'll talk to you about that next week. We'll be at J.C. Martin Project next week in Erie, the golf course, a great project that they've done. For Jeff Metis, Brian Koziel, Nate Geary, our producer, I'm Kevin Sylvester. Thanks for listening to TD Green here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.